This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, September the 24th. How do you do? Those of us who are here on the DJV show are doing just fine, thank you. They include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, all here to help you work your way through some of the issues, some of the things happening. Jennifer's going to bring us up to date on yet another important factor in our lives today.
Well, a lot of attention will be paid to the UN today. If you are in New York, if you're going to New York, give yourself a lot of extra time because the president, President Trump, is going to be at the UN's sessions this week. Today, he's going to start out giving an address in just a few moments about the opioid crisis. They're talking about the drug crisis not only here in this country, but from around the globe. Fentanyl specifically in the focus and the crosshairs of the president's address. He'll be doing some signing ceremonies for the rest of the day. Tomorrow will be his big address. And if you can believe it, it's been a year since he called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man. Remember that explosive speech at the UN? We'll be celebrating the anniversary because he will be giving another an address to the General Assembly, the General Session at the United Nations. And in it, he will talk about America, America's problems, and what has been accomplished in the last year and what needs to be accomplished this year. No doubt a big focus of that will be on our relationship that seems to be on some days improving with North Korea and on other days not. I'm imagining if you're Iran and the part of the delegation at the UN from Iran, you might want to skip tomorrow's speech because I have a feeling a lot of fiery rhetoric will be thrown in that direction. But again, this is all speculation on my part, but the president will be speaking not only today, but tomorrow will be the big day at the United Nations.
All right. So I have concluded the 8 episodes of Jack Ryan on Amazon. And the way it was put together, I wouldn't have mentioned it had you not just mentioned Iran and what's going on in some of the other countries that are not favorable to us in the Middle East. If you have an opportunity and you belong to Amazon Prime, you'll want to see this. John Krasinski and Wendell Pierce do a great job. And I think it's entertaining. Rich McFadden of the staff, called me about 10 days ago. He says, "You got Amazon Prime?" And I said, "No, I don't know." And so I had my son check it out, and I had it. And he says, "Like the new 24, I just watched all the episodes. I can't sit down and watch 8 episodes of anything." But I did watch it over a couple of weeks. It was quite good. But the reason I bring it up here is because it still brings a focus around to what the heck is going on with us and the Middle East and where the drawbacks are, where the difficulties are. You wonder if it ever is going to get fixed. You know, we talked, I think, Friday, Victoria, about how better it is in Vietnam than it was before we were there. And we look at Japan, and you look at Germany, and you look at all the countries that we've blown to hell, and now they're much better off. And I can't imagine it, but I shouldn't put a curse on it. When I was in Iraq, I couldn't imagine. And you look at some of the things that are being shot over there today because the country's still a mess because of Daesh. You try to fast forward or slow forward 100 years, 50 years. What will it be like in that country? And you can only hope that they'll be as well off as the other countries that we
I can tell
destroyed.
You, we're not going to go into Iran at this point, but what will change Iran are the young people who are finding social media,
right,
who are trying to hear the message of the rest of the world and know that there's something better going on there. That's right. And because the problem with dealing with countries like Iran is that it's not about political differences. This is about ideological differences at the core. And when you are an extremist and you believe that Western culture is the enemy, well, there's no amount of negotiating that's going to ever fix that issue. That's just who you are and what you think. And it's as real as people who believe in God.
You know, it's just
who you are.
The reason that they bring it up is because they are losing control. They use God. They hide behind this cowards. in the religions that hide behind God as the message to control people. That's all that Ayatollah and all that other stuff, those people who are trying to just control. It's the same thing that's been going on for ages.
It's true, but that's powerful. It's not just, yeah. Well, they're just hiding behind it.
Guilt attached.
That God. I mean, think about in Western life, in our lives, how important religion is for many Americans, for many people in the West. But their God is telling them to destroy Western culture.
It isn't
destroy
their
way of life.
One God, that's it. One God. And that God isn't, that's a human telling them to do that sort of thing, an interpretation of
what some of
them.
That's not what they think. That's the problem.
No, of course it isn't what they think.
That's not what they think.
But you see, it's the same sort of thing that gets done in the name of religion instead of in the name of God, the same sort of thing that compromises the reality in the Catholic Church, for example, or any of these people that use the reality of a supreme being to sort of twist and turn things around and make life miserable for people that they want to subjugate. All right, let me spend some time with you in California for a second, because I saw that a lot of full-service restaurants in California, Jennifer, no longer giving customers the plastic straws as of the first of the year. Governor Wingnut signed the bill. But in this case, I think he's right.
This
plastic straws need to be.
No, this is the stupidest thing.
It is. And people automatically, when I look, every time I go to a restaurant and I order something, I was in a restaurant on Friday night, and the waiter, nice restaurant that I've gone to a lot in Southboro, they bring over the glass of water and a straw. And this is a nice restaurant. I said, what are you bringing me a straw for?
Do you think that the straws that they hand you at the Cheesecake Factory are ending up in a sea turtle's nose? No, they are not.
Because
all the straws at the Cheesecake Factory are thrown into a garbage. They're sent away. It's part of the practice.
Yeah, I know, but that's exactly how it gets into the waterways.
The straws that are maybe landing in storm drains or maybe being dumped into the ocean by China, those are all real issues to deal with. This piece of legislation that's passed in California is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of in my life. Not only is it going to build the government bigger, because you're going to need people to regulate this, but it's going to strap businesses. And here's why. Because it's not going to be illegal to get a straw in California. If I go to the Cheesecake Factory, just using them as an example, it'll be a $25 fine each time a server just automatically hands me a straw. But if I want one, all I have to do is say, hey, Cheesecake Factory, can I have a straw? And they give you one. So what's the point? It's only the point. The point is only about
that
10 minutes.
The point of that is more government. That's all the point.
Yeah, the point of that is more government, more fines, more regulations, more stifling, more choking out. The same amount of straws will be doled out to the same amount of people that want them.
That's not true, actually. That's not true.
No, it is.
It's not. Because so many people, well, that's fine, but that's not true. And that's so many people have straws put on the table in front of them, or it comes in their drink and they take the straw out of the drink and they put it on the table. And it's already too late. It's already been used and it goes into the trash. That happens every single time whenever I go out with any of my friends and family. You are automatically given a straw in the glass. So it's not true to say if you need to ask, it's going to be the same number of straws that are used. It's just not true.
The amount is going to be negligible. This is not a straw ban. So the amount is going to be a small amount. People are going to still say, I want straws. Because guess what? I don't want to go out there and stick my mouth on a glass that everybody else has.
Well, that's fine for you, but that's not how a lot of other people feel. So it's the same thing. You know, that's not how a lot of other people feel.
It just seems like a lot of regulation to not really tackle the problem. They're not getting rid of straws. They're stifling business with this. That's my opinion, at least.
I'd be surprised if they even give a ticket to anybody for any of this. I don't
something,
think they're going to be enforcing
whatever the
this.
Resolve is to it, whether
the businesses
yours
will
works
tell the servers,
or doesn't
don't
work,
give a straw unless someone asks for it.
Well, but so far that isn't working, or I haven't seen it as an example in some even finer restaurants that I go to that has given me. I look at the waitress and say, I don't want this straw. I don't want to see straws.
A lot of people say
I don't
that.
Want them. Yeah.
A lot of people
so
say that.
So why are they still giving? You don't need a straw. Now, Jennifer just brought up something. I don't want to put my mouth on a glass that somebody else has used. What happens to, aren't they supposed to be washing
the
dishes?
Fork.
Why?
I know,
why would you eat food off of a plate that runs in the same washer?
That freaks me
out.
It's
all the same.
But if you look at glasses are a big reminder, because how many times have you gotten a lipstick ring on your glass? It's just a constant reminder that it's, ugh.
Well, then be then what
makes
when,
me not
what
even want to go
should
out
do?
When I think about
okay, well then people should, and some people do, then carry a metal straw, a reusable straw with you. Mm. If you want to be responsible and you know,
something
then, fine,
has
then
to,
do that,
the,
that's
the,
fine.
The amount of waste, we've got to curb it. It has to be curbed.
Yeah.
It just has to be. Has to be curbed.
Then ban all straws. Make the step. Ban all straws. I just don't think this is going to do much.
Ban plastic and paper plates, too. Why do we need those? Come up with something else, but no more plastic plates and
well, plastic
it's the
straws,
same thing.
Plastic straws will be banned. Paper straws, and there's you know other materials that are being used to make straws now. They're on Shark Tank. You can see all the different inventions.
Yeah.
Plastic straws will eventually be banned, but California is the first to take a real hard stance on this,
but
and I think
not
this
doing
is going to be more symbolic than anything else.
Well,
I think what this is going to do...
California, more
but
government.
Yeah, but I think what this is going to do, the residual effect, and California always goes to an extreme and then the other states adopt a more moderate version of whatever California does. And so I think what this is going to be, every manager of every restaurant in the whole state of California is going to tell their servers, here's the new law, you don't give a straw unless someone asks for it. Right
there,
there are so many straws that will not end up in the garbage just because of
how it. Is that so different? Don't even have straws in your restaurant.
Well, no,
don't
you
have
straws
if
in the restaurant.
It,
some people want to ask
it.
For it, but just don't plop them down. You go to any chain restaurant, they put a whole stack of straws right in the middle of the table.
Right.
And those straws immediately go to the garbage. They never get reused. So this will actually have an impact.
Well, whatever it is, we need to adjust and we need to agree that something needs to be done for all of us. Here's something else that's good for all of us who have a smile, 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 power swabs to the rescue. This is a product that's clinically proven to whiten your teeth two shades in 5 minutes. Do it every week, and you will have the most magnificent smile for your regular teeth. You got caps, crowns, veneers, whatever you have. This is the way to keep them white. And it doesn't, it's not the stuff that they use, that the combination, the patented natural tooth detergent whitening agent, it isn't going to make your gums sensitive. It's not going to make them sore. Your mouth isn't going to feel bad. You're going to have whiter teeth, so you look and feel better. The stains are removed from the coffee that you drink and the tea that you drink and the wine that you drink and whatever else you put into your mouth that's not good for it. 5 minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile can be found at the other end of 800-208-1797. That's the number for power swabs. Instead of spending $1,000 for your dentist to whiten your teeth, spend a couple of bucks and buy power swabs. 800-208-1797. Invented by a dentist. Available only in dentist's offices for the first 5 years. Now you can get it. Only by calling 800-208-1797, use the code DJV, and you get the power swabs for 50% off.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kiddie bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kiddie bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep, no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better, until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. Buy one My Pillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one My Pillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. My Pillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with My Pillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, let's get to first base musically here and see how far we can swing the bat on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying music once again from Aretha, because the Detroit Museum that hosted her public visitations after she passed is holding space for her again, this time with an exhibit featuring a lot of photos, videos, and the red shoes she wore at the first funeral.
That creeps me out.
It is creepy, isn't it?
It's
called The Tribute to the Queen of Soul, Think, opens to the public on Tuesday at the Charles Wright Museum of African American History. Will run until the 21st of January, which you'll recall is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Show is an exhibit. The museum envisions is a larger exhibit later on, long-term exhibit, that will debut next year sometime around of Aretha's stuff. Her niece, Sabrina, says, my aunt used to always talk about having a Franklin Family Museum. But she never married. Did she never had children? I don't remember that about her. I never asked that, and I just thought about it now.
Yeah.
Did Aretha Franklin have children?
Yeah, several. And remember, we said that it was so shocking that she didn't have a will because one of her children, I think Clarence, her son, needs lifelong care.
That's it. Right. Okay. Yeah. I wondered why. They got this from her niece. In addition to the red shoes, this exhibit includes a replica of the matching red dress she wore at the visitation as well. So this is creepy stuff. They get the stuff from her when she was laying in the casket.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see that.
It's one thing to see something that she wore in an event or sometime in her life, but like when she's dead, she doesn't even know what she was wearing. I don't know. That's gross to me.
Yeah,
it's pretty superfluous. Yeah. Anyway, there are things in this exhibit. Also, a photo of her birth home in Memphis, framed copy of the first record she cut, and her home at Detroit, a close-up shoot of her singing My Country, 'Tis of Thee at President Obama's inauguration. The exhibit also includes images captured by the Associated Press during her visitations, a funeral, and the attorney. So it's all about the funeral, for God's sakes. Sorry, pass. All right, 26 past the hour. Here's Paul Simon with a focus on what's going on, the emotional close to his farewell tour Saturday evening under the full moon, or it was almost, it was full last night, so the final show of his farewell tour. And while he just played a couple of other hometown finale shows at Madison Square Garden last Thursday and Friday, this one was pretty special. He was bidding goodbye on a stage just a 20-minute bike ride from where he grew up. 76 years old, Paul Simon playing his last ever live show to a crowd of thousands. I spent his childhood nearby, and that was kind of emotional, he said. He took it all in after he did this song, brought the house down after 2.5 hours. He said it means more than you could possibly know. He made it clear that he's not retiring from studio work, but just from being on the road. So, Paul Simon in a lot of our hearts, for sure. A lot of
I wish
songs.
I could have seen that. It was there was a lot of buzz in New York about it.
Oh, sure there was.
That was just
quintessential,
you know,
New York performance by a New Yorker. Yeah, New Yorker,
well, except for their when Simon and Garfunkel did that famous show in Central Park. Except for that, this kind of ranks up there with, you know, New York hometown moments.
Yeah, it does. All right, speaking of moments, Metallica has announced an acoustic performance for their first ever All Within My Hands Foundation's Helping Hands concert, which is scheduled for the 3rd. There's an auction that goes with the 3rd of November. New benefit, an auction celebrating the first full year of Metallica's All Within My Hands, which is a nonprofit focused on creating sustainable communities by tackling the issues of hunger and workforce education. Also encouraging volunteerism. So if you're interested in tickets for that, they're on sale now at Ticketmaster, 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that'll make a king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says he will evaluate new claims of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. A New Yorker magazine report says a woman claims Kavanaugh exposed himself in front of her when she was a freshman at Yale. Kavanaugh strongly denies it. Meanwhile, Democrats are calling for delays after the first allegations made against Kavanaugh by a California woman, Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
What Dr. Ford has asked for, I think, is a credible request, an investigation by the FBI. Anita Hill, that was done instantly. The Bush White House in those days ordered an FBI investigation immediately. In this situation, the Trump White House and the Department of Justice have refused from the start for any type of investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At the hour this Monday, the 24th of September. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The latest on the second woman who has accused Brett Kavanaugh of the no-no, Victoria. What's scooping here?
Well, there's a second woman who's come forward. She may or may not testify. She reported that Brett Kavanaugh exposed himself to her when he was in college at Yale, and this is back in the 80s. And so she, I guess, reached out to Ronan Farrow, who has become the go-to point person, basically, for any type of sexual assault and harassment story. They all seem to go right to him. And so he's been talking about this new allegation, and we'll see if it turns out, you know, if they actually call this woman in. I don't think it's going to get to that point. Christine Blasey Ford, who is the woman who has been at the forefront of all of this drama, she will be testifying. It will happen on Thursday morning, and she will testify first, and then Brett Kavanaugh will be questioned after her testimony. It will start at 10 a.m. It will be open to the public. and there will be 45-minute breaks in or intervals, and then maybe breaks depending on how she's doing, because this is obviously going to be an emotional time for her. She will have dedicated security because she's gotten a lot of death threats, and her family has as well. She will have two lawyers at the table with her, and it's not known yet exactly who will be doing the questioning. The optics of that, I hate that word, everyone uses it, people have been saying it's not going to look good for the Republicans if it's a bunch of, you know, old white guys grilling a woman on being sexually assaulted. So it's really kind of unclear who's going to be doing the questioning, and I think that's going to get worked out this week before Thursday morning.
I'm wondering, if DiFi says now that the committee hearing should be called off, the Thursday hearing for Kavanaugh following this story, means that the FBI needs to come into the case and investigate all of these allegations. I think it was said last week by Grassley, the chairman of the committee doing all of this vetting, that the FBI has done their work. The FBI said they don't need to look at anything else because they've done a complete job. And there's nobody else around. Well, not so fast, boys. Apparently, there is somebody who wants to be heard. So,
well, I thought it was interesting that Christine Ford's, her lawyers, when they agreed to all of this over the weekend, this came late Sunday, I thought it was interesting that they said that the committee has refused to invite other witnesses who they say are essential for a fair hearing. That arrives at the truth about sexual assault. The guy, Mark Judge, whom Christine Ford says was in the room when Kavanaugh attacked her, he says he has no recollection of that, and he said he does not want to be questioned, he doesn't want to testify, he doesn't want anything to do with it. Obviously, if you're in that position, I think that's probably what all of us would say. We don't want to have anything to do with it. So her lawyers were hoping that they would subpoena him. That hasn't happened. She took a polygraph test. They wanted the examiner to be questioned as well, and they have not done that. There are two trauma experts who have apparently interviewed Christine Ford. Her lawyers wanted those two experts to testify, and the committee has said no to that. So I don't know how much of the whole story are we really going to get. You know, if they're going to present this as a real case, then let's present it as a full case with all the evidence so there's no question. If Brett Kavanaugh comes out cleared, fine. Then we know that it was a thorough job and that he was totally cleared. Mm-hmm. But I think kind of, you know, doing this halfway, which is kind of how it feels right now, I don't know that that's going to give a lot of closure to anybody involved.
Well, it's become a mess, as usual, this whole damn thing. And then every time you turn around, there's somebody else in government or politics or in business or in entertainment. Now, the fellow who is the advisor helping, this is really bizarre, the media advisor who's helping the committee, which is investigating or trying to respond to all these allegations against Kavanaugh, has himself been allegedly involved in sexual misconduct. His name is Garrett Ventry. He's an aide to Chuck Grassley, one of several staff brought on to assist in the consideration of the Supreme Court nominee. He denies the allegations, but he has resigned anyway to avoid distraction from the work of the committee. So I say this just more. There's somebody who works on another senator's staff, a female employee, has come forward and said that she had been accosted by this guy. Is there anybody who's clean? Good God. It's everywhere. It's like disease, for God's sakes.
It is, and I think that it's been a systemic disease. You know, look at a friend of mine who used to work for Al Franken was posting about him something over the weekend, or like a throwback or whatever, and then it reminded me, like, oh yeah, Al Franken was taken down too by this,
right.
And you know, there was photographic evidence of him, grabbing that woman. So
being pretty stupid. Then there's Reagan's daughter, Patty Davis, who's on the stump this weekend, talking about the same sort of thing that happened to her. She's written an op-ed piece in the Washington Post that a lot of people have read. It's just, these trolls are everywhere. God. All right, let's spend a minute on something else that's been on people's minds. The situation with the floodwaters. You know, we think that the the problem from Florence and the hurricane is gone. You know, it really hasn't. It's not on the front page anymore. But there are thousands of residents in many coastal areas in the Carolinas that have been warned they may have to leave their homes again because the rivers are rising. The floodwaters have reached the dam of a lake used by Duke Energy. This plant uses coal, and now the ash may be spilling into the river that's nearby. Floodwaters from Cape Fear River have broached the cooling area on the other side of the dam. And so I saw some video of a CSX, the train company, wouldn't open a dam because they didn't want to flood their tracks, and it made a mess out of something. I don't know. I mean, I just see these things that are still happening, and it's really kind of, it's this, and I mean, the weather is so distracting. Again, because I'm a farmer, maybe I'm more sensitive to it. I don't know. I find the weather is becoming very much a cause of stress and distraction in my life. And then you see these other things. Imagine these people, thousands of them, who left, they came back, now they're being told to get out again. Congress wants to pass a $1.7 billion recovery effort from the storm. And hopefully they're not going to do the same thing that they've done in other places, just rebuild the stuff that didn't work in the first place. That's why there's flooding. Hello, duh. Ay, ay, ay. All right. In a moment, we're going to lighten things up a little bit. Ladies, beauty will be on all of our minds. Right now, on my mind, well, beauty also comes from getting a good night's rest. The ability to get enough sleep is considered by some to be a very important asset to your health and well-being. A lot of cultures engage in naps. I take naps. I want to be just as comfortable in my nap as I am at night going to bed getting a good rest. So if you are having a problem getting a nap, having a problem getting a good night's rest, perhaps you ought to check out Mike Lindell and his passion. I can't imagine anybody, you got to have been under a rock for the last few years not to have heard about My Pillows, because the ads are everywhere, the discussion is everywhere, and they're doing all kinds of wonderful stuff to make it your bedroom and your bed the most comfortable place in your home. Save up to 55% off. For example, the two premium plus pillows they have are available on sale right now. Pet beds, the usual big deal, one MyPillow, second one comes to you free. You go to MyPillow.com and just look around, see what they have. Get a better night's rest. Be positive when you wake up in the morning. That comes from a good night's rest. Comfortable pillows is where you start, and you get them at MyPillow.com, half price, using the promo code DJV.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour on the DJV program. Joining us now is fashion expert, beauty expert, former executive beauty director at Shape Magazine, Cheryl Kramer Kay, is here to make us all more beautiful. You know, a lot of times, Cheryl, people think beauty is for women. Beauty is not just for women. Beauty is for men. And I bet you've had, I know you've been on with Dr. Oz. Doesn't he talk about that? That the beauty, maybe we use a different term. It's handsome oftentimes, but we men want to look our best as well. I don't know if some of the survival guide tips that you have here will work for men. Let's try it and see. I'll let you know if I think what you are saying and suggesting to the ladies here is going to be good for the guys as well. So what do we have as we get into fall, first week of fall? Are there different things, different trends that we need to be aware of?
Absolutely. I want to start with skincare because that is equal opportunity. Men and women will appreciate it. And we're at that time of the year when our summer glow is fading away and our skin starts to look dull and dry and just kind of tired, you know. But you can actually bring it back overnight. You can get vibrancy and health back to your skin with Bliss What a Melon Reviving and De-Stressing Overnight Mask. Now, I said what a melon, but it's packed with, you're going to get this, watermelon extract, which is incredibly moisturizing. Plus, it has electrolytes that help rebalance your skin. And this mask, I have to tell you, it smells incredible. It is not super sweet like candy. It's just really fresh, like a real watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave this mask on your face overnight, and when you wake up, your skin will be just soft, glowing, hydrated, and happy. And you can find it at Ulta and Ulta.com for $15.
One of the things that I find, Cheryl, is that people, the fragrances of, not just women, but men. I have some men, I have a dairy farm, and I have some men that work on the farm, and they are conscious of how, is it fragrance maybe? I don't know what they're, I don't know what smell seems kind of negative, but it is interesting, and it sort of brings me back around to what I said a few minutes ago, about men being much more conscious about their appearance and not really wanting to leave people feeling good after they've walked by them. I think there's
absolutely
a lot of that around, frankly.
Yeah, they don't want to smell like a cow, for example. Watermelon is a much better farm product.
Watermelon, much better than cow. Although I will tell you, I've smelled like a cow many a moment in my life. And it wasn't all bad. So let's talk about now, we'll move from makeup to hair. What's new for the fall for hair?
Well, we all do a lot of damage to our hair during the summertime. There's a lot of sun and chlorine and salt water. And you think, oh, my hair's going to get a break in the fall. But no, it's much worse for your hair because a lot of people, women especially, use heat tools, blow dryers, flat irons, curling irons, and those are very damaging to your hair. Now, our hair cannot repair itself. And that's why we turn to L'Oreal Paris L-Vive Total Repair 5 Protein Recharge. This is a leave-in treatment, and it has almond proteins and moisturizers that will instantly repair the five different signs of damage to your hair. And I will tell you what those are. Split ends, weakness, roughness, dullness, and dehydration. And in just one use, you can undo a whole year of damage. One use, and hair has 97% less breakage, and it looks twice as thick. So don't tell me there aren't guys out there who want that. It also helps prevent heat damage going forward because it gives you a 450-degree heat protection. Now, the same line has a weekly erasing balm, which is a rinse-out hair mask, plus a shampoo and conditioner for daily repair. The treatment products are $6.99. The shampoo and conditioner are $4.99. And you can find them at drugstores and mass retailers. Now, I've got one more thing that you might be less interested in, but it is fall makeup. And I am loving the shades from Wet n Wild. They're a brand that's been around for a long time, and you can count on them to bring you the hottest trends at amazing prices. They have this brand-new Mega Glow Body Luminizer. It's a lightweight body highlighter with little pearl pigments that makes your skin look like the summer sunshine is still on your shoulders. And you can find that exclusively at Wet n Wild Beauty, Walmart, and Walmart.com.
All right.
Also, let me just let you know these other things because they're so of the moment. They have a foundation called Mega Cushion Foundation with SPF 15, which you need still in the fall. And I love a shimmery eye for fall. Wet n Wild Color Icon Eyeshadow 10 Pan Palette. So many shades to play with.
Thank you, Cheryl Kramer Kay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter what's going on around him, it is Chuck Curry, who's our movie man. These are movie, said again, Doug, movie moments. We start with a theme from Magnum P.I., which, as memory serves me, starts on television again tonight. Any cameos from Tom Selleck?
Nothing to hear of. I don't know. That'd be actually pretty cool, but same network, so who knows? Yeah.
Right. Should be.
Same theme music, though.
Yeah. They have new theme music?
No, same theme music, I believe.
They're the same, yeah. They want to replicate all that other stuff. I don't know the actor who's playing Magnum, do you?
I do. His name is Jay Hernandez. He's done a lot of different roles. He saw it in the horror movie titled Hostel. I've probably seen him at least 10 or 15 times in different things. He's actually pretty good. I think people who were fans of the original series are going to hawk him for Tom Selleck, but, you know, they got him in a hit show, which is Blue Bloods on the same network, so hopefully the reboot is pretty good, and I'm sure it's going to score a nice rating tonight, where at least people will certainly sample and see.
Why this guy? What is this guy? I'm looking at this guy, his story. I kind of recognize him. He looks like the guy who's on NCIS, as a matter of fact.
He's basically a likable actor. I can't tell you exactly why they cast him. Obviously, they probably know he's a professional actor who's done some, you know, solid work. They probably screen tested him in the role also and like what they saw. But it's interesting. It's a good question. I wonder how many different actors that they looked at. I'm sure it was at least a few dozen.
Was he in Suicide Squad?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Interesting expectations. All right, so we had a lot of new TV shows, but movies over the weekend, including box office totals, that's Chuck's specialty, and we'll get to it right after this.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got MyPillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My favorite thing about MyPillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty, so act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Chuck Curry is here. Life Itself, a movie Chucker seems to be interested in. Before we get to the box office totals, you saw it. What'd you think?
I did. I went late yesterday with me, my wife, and daughter. The trailers, first off, are the most misleading trailer I've seen in years. The trailer cuts everything in the movie, like 5% of it, that makes you feel like this is an upbeat, feel-good movie. It's written and directed by Dan Fogelman, the creator of the NBC TV show This Is Us. Doug, this movie wallows in complete misery, and when the movie ended, I actually booed at the screen. I hated this film, and this is easily, for me, the worst movie of the year, despite the fact it has a very appealing actress, Olivia Wilde, who was on the TV show House, and Oscar Isaac, another actor I like.
I saw the promo for this, yeah.
Well, the trailer you see is not the movie. It's almost like he wrote this screenplay to make the viewer feel absolutely miserable about life. Yeah. And I was like, I just didn't understand why he would write a screenplay this dour, this downbeat. And he takes actors who are really good and just makes a depressing 2-hour movie. In the second half, I'm not going to give this away if people want to see it, but the second half of this movie, I was just literally shaking my head and couldn't believe what was on the screen. I give this movie 0 stars out of 4.
What was number one at the box office this weekend?
The House with the Clock in the Walls with Jack Black and Cate Blanchett, $26.3 million. Really the only film newly released that did well. Michael Moore's 11.9, just $3 million, a new release. And this movie I just talked about, just $2 million. So two to three completely bombed.
Flat week.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.